The State Administration of Science, Technology and Industry for National Defense released 17 pictures captured by Galvan 4 on Wednesday, covering an area of at least 400 kilometers. The project's chief designer, Tong Xudong, said Galvan 4 is in good condition and capturing stable images.
All these images have demonstrated different geomorphologic features in certain regions, which show Galvan 4's potential in serving ecological environment and bushfire.
One image taken on January 21st shows Beijing and neighboring areas amid heavy smog, while another clear image of the same region was taken on January 25th when the smog dispersed. Other images feature Namco in the Tibet Autonomous Region, the world's highest saltwater lake, in the Yellow River Delta, and a forest fire in South Australia. By using a huge CMOS digital camera, the Galvan 4 can still find objects as small as an oil tanker on ocean, even though it's orbiting 36,000 kilometers away from Earth. Fan Yida, an official with Ministry of Civil Affairs, says the satellite can make a valuable contribution to disaster mitigation in China.
Galvan 4 provides quick, reliable and stable remote sensing data, which will benefit forest serving, fire prevention, disaster reduction and earthquake forecasting across China. It also offers advanced technological means in terms of extracting seismic structure information and predicting meteorological changes.
Before China launched the Galvan 1 observation satellite in April 2013, almost all these kinds of pictures and data had to be bought from foreign companies. Tong Xudong adds that the introduction of high-definition data produced by domestic-made satellites has reduced the country's financial burden and improved the data's quality.
Recently, the price of foreign satellite data has dropped sharply, and the foreign data from a resolution ratio of less than 2 meters has already been withdrawn from China's market.
The Galvan project aims to launch 7 high-definition observation satellites before 2020. The Galvan 4 satellite was launched on December 29th as China's first geosynchronous orbit high-definition optical imaging satellite. For CRI, this is Huang Shan.